Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And normally joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. But sometimes even superheroes can get a little sickly. So Dr. Green texted me about midnight last night and said he had a little temperature, wasn't feeling too good in the gut. I said, don't worry, my friend. Don't worry. I can pull this off. So I hope that I can entertain all of you with just a solo Edward Jones during the next 50 minutes. And welcome to the show. You know, I got a lot of notes. I think initially Dr. Green and I generally have at least a comment about the pandemic, COVID vaccines. I think we all are very, very generally pleased with the fact that the mask mandate seems to be going away, I think, on April 28th. I personally certainly feel that it's appropriate timing. Nutrition World has done its due diligence over the period of time very, very adequately, I will say. I want to make a comment personally that is not reflected onto the station or anyone else, that I hope that people remember the businesses that treated you with respect during the darkest of our times when we were overcome with fear, because we really... Our main voting rights in this country is our dollar bill, and how we spend it is what determines so much of the future of the country and of businesses. And when you're treated with disregard, disrespect, and it's almost like you're an escaped convict when you go into a business and they somehow feel empowered that they can not tactfully order you, not request, but order you almost like gunpoint, except verbal gunpoint, that you either do this or you leave the premises, I won't forget it. I had a customer yesterday who actually stopped me on the parking lot. Sweetest lady on earth, Marilyn is her name. Been shopping with Nutrition World for, I know, probably 20 years. And she said, I just want to tell you, Ed, that I want to express my gratitude for the fact that you were one of the few places that made me feel welcome anytime I came in. Your employees were always polite and kind. Yes, we did request. That's the word. Requested in a very nice manner that everyone wear their mask during the times when we needed to wear it. That's so different than ordering. And I hope everyone remembers the places that were kind and tactful and requested instead of ordering. I certainly will. I know it's going to be an odd thing, but I want to make actually a little bit of a positive comment on defending Johnson & Johnson on their vaccine. You know, all industries can be at the brunt of negative media that gets carried away because, you know, the real truth is sometimes hidden so deeply behind headlines that most people don't ever find it because they don't have time or desire to dig deeper, so they just read the headlines. Well, we know that fear sells. So, of course, to get you to keep watching TV, reading publications, they are going to have the biggest, brightest red flags, even if they're scraping the bottom of the barrel to find it. And the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, with all of its controversy this week of being pulled because of potential risk, it's ridiculous. They've given 6.8 million shots and six cases of blood clots has made all the news around the world. risk against benefit is everything I talk about, whether it be drug therapy, nutritional therapy, exercise therapy, I don't care what it is. You weigh the risk against the benefit. Well, if you're going to do the vaccine, then this would not deter me in the least to have six cases. We have a nation full of very unhealthy people. They are. We have a 50% obesity rate. We have every disease that's going up, not down. We have a lack of quality of life that you can observe just with your own eyes. So we have people on the verge of some kind of health collapse at any moment. And I guarantee you, out of 6.8 million cases, well, let's just think about this. 6.8 million people got in a car and drove to get this shot. How many of those 6.8 million had a car wreck? It was more than six. We can be rest assured. So just, you know, let's get our heads on straight and think clearly. And if I had to get the shot, I would probably do the Johnson & Johnson. It's more of a traditional vaccine. I feel safer with it. I do have concerns that in 3 to 5 years, the other two will be showing some negative consequences with immune systems. That's the biggest part, which is significant, very, very significant. You know, I talk a lot about omega-3. Why do I do that? Because I know for a fact, I've spent 42 years studying the whole concept of how does nutrition, foods, and lifestyle affect our quality of life, our longevity, and our reduction of disease. And omega-3 is probably near the very, very top, with vitamin D being right next to it, in regard to the importance of it and our daily health. Well, I had about 14 of my employees do a test that we sell at Nutrition World. It's a finger prick test. You do the test, you send it off, and 3 weeks later, you get your omega-3 level back. Now, just keep in mind, I have 26 employees. They are into what we speak about, talk about, and go to work for every single day, which is the betterment of health through the use of nutrition. So they embrace it on a personal level. And so far, I've only gotten three of my employees that reach the optimal level of omega-3s. Why do we care about that? Well, omega-3s have been connected very strongly with mortality. If you can get to a level of what's called an 8 index, your risk of mortality over the next years is very, very low. Also, brain function. Half of your brain is made of omegas, and that is vitally important for memory, quick thinking, mood stabilization. I mean, in bipolar, a lot of the open-minded holistic psychiatrists are demanding their patients take a lot of omega-3. Well, saying this, my people eat better than 90% of all people in society of Chattanooga. They take more supplements, and they're still not actually reaching optimal levels. Well, what this information did for them was empower them. Now they know they need to do some new steps in order to reach the optimal levels. I am so excited about the fact that we are at a place where you can get empowered by information. Nutrition World offers full scan blood testing any Tuesday you come by and the last Friday of each month. This is how you determine levels of nutrients. This is how you determine the quality of your life. And as a gentleman that has been shopping with me for about 30 plus years, first name's Brett, and he's had some health issues with weight all of his life. But this man takes more nutrients than I do, and I do a tremendous amount. And you know the old standard slogan from a lot of health professionals is they're expensive urine when you take all this. Oh, they're going to harm your kidneys, your liver. I just looked at his blood work last week, and he had blood work that looked like a 30-year-old, and he's about 72, and he takes probably 90 pills a day of nutritional supplements. So this is a common comment. I see it constantly, people who take a lot of supplements. It is not harmful if you do it right, wisely, and with high quality products. That's the key. That's the key. You don't order them from Amazon and expect to know what you're getting. There's too many resellers. And secondly, on Amazon, you have heat during the summer that can destroy the product just because it's been exposed to heat. So that's my 2 cents on that. I've got a lot of notes. I got a lot of things I want to cover in the next segments. We do have a wonderful guest on the next one, a physician that we're going to talk about. So that's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we'll be having a good discussion on lung health. That plus more to come. Normally for Dr. Christopher Green, but just today, it's Ed Jones. So stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, normally here with my buddy and partner, Dr. Christopher Green, but little Superman's got a little fever going on, so we're going to let him stay home for at least 1 or 2 days. But got one of his other buddies that has come in, and I'm just thrilled to death that we actually have a guest sitting in front of me, because we've been doing so much on the phone, and it just isn't the same. I love interacting with the energy of an actual human being, and we still do it safely. But Dr. Tim Ashburn, pulmonologist, CHI Memorial Lung Care, welcome to Vital Health Radio, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I hear a lot of stories because we have 300 people today who walk in Nutrition World, and a lot of them, you know, they're searching for different ways to help their health, and many times they are, looking outside the box. And I love the fact that what you just said before we started the show so resonates, because we're kind of in a culture of fear all the time. But since COVID, we have certainly more levels of that kind of fear. And people who have an allergy symptom or a cough, they are almost impossible for them to distinguish, am I sick? Is it allergies? Is it drip? Is it dust in the air? I mean, you probably get this constantly, don't you, about how do you distinguish what is creating the symptom?
Yes, I see this every day. It's a big part of my practice. I also see, people forget that we still have other viral and atypical illnesses in the community that may mimic COVID, but they're not as serious with the long-term effects. One of the good things about what's happened in the past year, one of the few, is we've seen almost no influenza because of the people wearing a mask and the hand washing. So it does work.
Yes, and I think that's one of the blessings of COVID. I think all things, whether they we label them good or bad, has a mixture of some of those intertwined. And it is truly amazing what the flu has how much it's gone down. And again, it's due to our habits. We were a society that wasn't a very clean society, obviously. And I'm certainly at guilt at that, of not being as hygienic and washing hands and. But when a patient, or even just people listening right now, you know, they wake up or during the day and they're starting the sniffles or they're starting this and they don't really feel sick. But what, you know, at that point, they're not sick enough to go see you. But what common sense can they think about as to deciphering what's going on within their head?
I run down a list of things that are common to both. And that is obviously starts with the cough. Mm-hmm. The cough with COVID tends to be a dry cough, non-productive, that is continuous throughout the day and the night, and it may wake you up at night. Mm-hmm. Now, whereas a cough from allergies often is a postnasal drip, and you may actually be clearing your throat quite frequently. And the cough may get worse immediately when you lie down at night. That's often a clue. Now, reflux heartburn can also cause a cough there. But in general, allergies are not going to cause a fever. Mm-hmm. If you have a fever, and we count a fever as 100.5.
Okay? Oh, really?
Yeah, it has to be 100.5 before it's considered a fever. So if you're above 100.5, say 101, 102, it's probably not allergies unless you have a concomitant sinus infection with it. You also generally do not get short of breath with allergies. If you're having significant dyspnea, shortness of breath, then that's a clue. Now, if you have asthma or underlying COPD, you know, that's a caveat that so we're talking about just a general person without underlying lung disease. So fever and shortness of breath are two things you can pretty much hang your hat on that COVID's going to cause that allergies do not.
So COVID's not going to cause that off and on just kind of irritating cough that then tends to go away, and it won't, because I know June of last year I had actually gone on the only vacation that I'd taken. And the first night in this new condo, it had been remodeled and it had some smells of paint. And I'm quite sensitive to certain vapors like that. I went to bed and I had a cough from you know where that came on out of nowhere. And I've never coughed so hard in my entire life. Coughed all night long, could not stop. The bed was shaking. And of course, I'm so into the holistic nutritional stuff that I had my little package of things that I would take if I'm feeling ill, which I did start. Second night, I coughed half as much, and then I didn't cough anymore. Didn't think much about it. Came back, and we do blood testing at Nutrition World every Tuesday. So one Tuesday, I said, hey, you know what? Check me for antibodies. And I was the very first person in the lab had ever seen a positive on antibodies. And I was like, dang, that was COVID, because it was a cough like I have never, ever seen. And, you know, luckily, healthy bodies are far more better to get over that. But it was something, and it was obvious to me it was not, well, it wasn't obvious to me it wasn't an allergy, because I kept thinking it was those vapors in that new remodeled place. But looking back on it, I should have been a little more aware that it was.
Interesting. The infectious disease head of Memorial, I don't think he would mind me saying this as an anecdote, because I know he's told other people that, Dr. Mark Anderson, incredibly bright guy, infectious. So he's head of the ID department there. In November, he developed sniffles and what he thought was allergies. So he treated himself for, you know, what he says were my normal allergies. But then he lost his sense of smell. And that's when he got tested. And sure enough, he had COVID. So that's another one. If you lose your sense of smell and your sense of taste. Now, everybody, I think, has had that sensation if your nose is stopped up, that you just can't taste stuff as well. I'm talking about you cannot sense anything, nothing. total loss of taste.
Well, you know, it was interesting. I'd only lost a little bit, and I had a little bit of nausea for a few weeks, but I recovered extremely well. What are we doing? What are you doing with people who have this, I guess we call them sometimes long haulers post-COVID, in regard to just not being able to recover breathing-wise? Because some people tell me, you tell me if it's true, that they seem to still be short of breath for a quite amount of time, even though they're not coughing. And some are still coughing occasionally. What do you focus on?
I have seen many long haulers, as they're described now. And things that we see is the continued shortness of breath. And interestingly enough, some of them are on oxygen for several weeks or months, but then they may come off of the oxygen, but they still have the sensation of being short of breath. And if you do CT scans, they're often normal. And if you do pulmonary function tests, they're often normal, but they still have this residual feeling of shortness of breath. Fatigue is probably the single biggest thing that I see with the long haulers. Loss of their sleep cycle is another one. Sleep disturbance is big, and I think it's really underappreciated, which obviously amplifies everything else. And then, you know, they call it the mental fog. People will have episodes of just, they'll be normal, you know, going about their day, doing their routine things, and then all of a sudden they'll lose 15 or 30 seconds and they'll find themselves like, okay, where am I at and what am I doing? I mean, it, you know, this very strange sensation of almost like that they've lost this little, you know, 30 second time frame of their life, and then they come back, you know, they're popped back into it. Nothing that's, you know, overly dangerous, and they go about their routine, but it's sort of like their mind is somehow, you know, drifted away and, you know, and then wasn't really present with what they were doing.
But, you know, for people to listen and hear this from an expert like yourself, it gives them a little bit more confidence, because we always kind of think that we're the lone survivor out there, and that, oh my gosh, you know, I'm falling apart. But, you know, we're learning as we do about all things in life. Post-COVID is an interesting thing. And a lot of this, like you said, it's not completely debilitating, but it can be scary because we don't know what's going on. And, you know, we're going to learn more about post-COVID as time goes on, about what perhaps we can do. I think always elevating health is going to help anything be better, which is fitness, eating right, maintaining the right habits of life. I mean, I'm sure you would not disagree with that. And I know some people out there here listening to this are saying, that was me. My gosh, I am so glad that someone finally talked about it, because you don't really read much about this. And I really, really focus on the sleep thing for myself. And in fact, before you got here on the other, or I will be talking about my sleep on this show on the other segment, because I'm a chronic insomniac. And I can't say COVID actually made me sleep worse, because I was already pretty rotten with sleep. But it will take everything down, as you say, everything down. Now, you know, when it comes to real quickly here, of course, we're suffering with allergies right now tremendously in this town. Do people need to just do over-the-counter stuff, do nothing, come to see you? If I guess it's all based on how severe it is, or what do you recommend?
I think the amount of severity. Normally, people that wind up coming to see me have the persistent cough component and perhaps some shortness of breath, because there is a component, and you can develop it later in life, of allergic asthma. And so if people start wheezing whenever, you know, they're associated, they probably need a higher level than just over-the-counter medications.
Right, right. And then, of course, also a good diagnosis.
And yeah, that's obviously key to get a good chest x-ray, have somebody listen, you know, take a good history, which can be, you know, can take a good amount of time, but it is essential for the diagnosis, and then obviously pulmonary function testing also.
We had a great interview last week with Dr. Hedrick, I think, and doing the lung van that he's driving, or he's not driving, but we're hoping to get a connection for Nutrition World and have that van come to the store. I was so impressed with that new facility in that in that bus.
Yes, Dr. Hedrick and I were actually residents together.
Oh, really?
Yes, we were in the trenches at Erlanger back in the day. So I've known Rob a long time when he went to the Mayo Clinic to do thoracic. Then I went back to Memphis at UT, did my pulmonary critical care, was on faculty before coming back here. And I confer with Rob on probably a weekly basis.
Wow, that's great. That's one thing I love about this show is, of course, we're trying to build a bridge between, you know, nutrition and traditional medicine. And I think it's doing very well because Dr. Green has learned a lot, he says, from me. And I've learned a tremendous amount from the guys like and women like you that are so skilled and practiced. So the public really wants this little bigger box, I think, as far as a team support. And we are growing toward that. So for people who want to access you, your information, and are interested in pursuing some diagnostic work, how would they get in contact with you?
The number for the office is 706-841-0050. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the website, if you go to memorial.com or the CHI, it's actually Common Spirit now, but if you Google Memorial, then you can come to a physician's directory, and then we're located on the parkway. But obviously, you know, excuse me, my allergies this morning. We're one large group, and so I have my partners are at the main campus, and then I'm at the Georgia campus, then we have a Hickson campus. So geographically, we cover a good area so that people should be able to find a place that's close to them. Also, on the parkway, we now have, you know, there is Chattanooga Heart Institute is right down below us, Dr. Green's office, and his, that huge practice of theirs is on the second floor. So I'm just one floor up from Dr. Green.
I continue to be impressed with Memorial and the way that they've expanded and the way that they've actually met the patient consumer where they are. And they've actually bent over to try to backwards to be able to serve their needs. And I just see such a great respect now from a huge corporation that usually corporations don't seem to do that. So I'm just extremely impressed. Well, Dr. Ashburn, thank you so, so much for coming to Vital Health Radio. And you are actually one of the first few guests that's actually walked in here and sat down. And I just love the fact that we're actually looking face to face. And we will hopefully talk to you down the road again when we have more more comments, and I'm sure we will, about all of the subject of lung health. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be discussing more of the goodies of health, that plus more to come for Dr. Green, which is normally here, but Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, usually back with Dr. Green, my partner, but he's a little under the weather. Superman occasionally has a falter, but he will rebound quickly, I can assure you. You know, I keep updating people, and I hope it's not boring, but I think a lot of individuals can resonate with my struggle with sleep. You know, I've had probably issues I remember since my daughter was born about 31 years ago. Before that, I was like most younger people, just put that head on a pillow, maybe get up once to the bathroom and barely remember that. And somebody has to shake me to wake me up the next morning. Well, things do change. Father Time has its way with most of us, and one of those with me has been sleep. Sleep is vitally important for our mental and physical health. And lack of sleep can make fools of all of us and certainly weaken our body. Well, I have done everything. And if I did not have what I call the toolbox that I utilize on pretty much a nightly basis, I don't know if I would be sitting here at this point speaking to you. But I use something called GABA during the night to help get me back to sleep. Can get to bed just fine and go to sleep. It's that wakening at 12 and 2 and 4 that really just decimates my quality. Well, I've gotten to a point now where I'm really pretty darn good at managing the sleep. And again, what I did was I have a book that I wrote called Sleep on nutritionw.com. You type in the word sleep, download the free ebook. I've got about 14 steps in there. What we've done is lost the rhythm of our sleep. Don't think you're not sleeping because you have an Ambien deficiency. Nonsense. And also don't think that those are not going to have side effects of memory loss down the road. It is very concerning to many people to try to do a sleep medication long-term, only for short-term purposes. There is actually one drug that I believe is safer for occasional insomnia, and I'm not going to mention what it is. I want you to read the free ebook at nutritionw.com on sleep. And it is something that I actually took some last night because I've had a few nights of questionable, and I have so much to do, but I may only do this 3 times a month. But I bought that ring, if you have heard me before, called the Oura ring, O-U-R-A. It is really changing the game for me because it breaks down my sleep as to every category, the REM, the deep, the awake, and the light. But it also gives temperature, heart rate variability. It's about $350, and we don't sell it, O-U-R-A.com. And I encourage you, if you're really, really struggling, to do it, because what I'm seeing now is patterns. If I eat this, or I take this, or I don't do this, or I try to get to bed too late or too early, it now is a puzzle that I actually am, again, empowered by with information. I spoke about that in the first segment. Empowering ourselves is key to aging gracefully. Not just hoping, not just wishing, and not just patching it up with some kind of medication. That's not how you heal the body, even though at times we might need them for the short run. So check out Oura Ring and also the sleep book at nutritionw.com. I don't know how many of the people listening here have looked at TikTok, the platform on social media that has gone crazy. Well, I did start a conversion of my life many years ago. When I say many, about 6. After my divorce, I changed my middle name from Vernon to Y-E-S. And what that means to me is I will say yes to everything if it's not going to hurt someone else or ridiculously dangerous, because most of my life I was a no person. You want to go try this? No. You want this new food? No. Do you want to go to a new place or experiment with a new hobby or blank, 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 blank? No, no, and no, because I had not done it before, so I assumed I wouldn't like it. Since I've become a yes man, I have found so many things that I would have normally not found that have been beneficial to my life. Well, believe it or not, TikTok is one of those. Yes, it's for younger people. Easy to download, fun. It actually, you can get carried away with it. But I'm saying all of this for this purpose. We went nuts at Nutrition World this week on a post that was on TikTok by this young lady, and it went viral. I think the last time I looked, it may have had 10 million views. And it was showing her over a seven-day period of time with her acne. And she wasn't speaking. It was just showing her with this pretty bad case of acne and showing her doing something, which was drinking chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is found in all green vegetables, but you can't get a lot of it unless you purchased it in a supplement form. And so every day she would be shown drinking her chlorophyll and would show her face. In 7 days, she had dramatic improvement in her acne. Doesn't surprise me. Chlorophyll is very cleansing. And I've been on a real roll the past 4 weeks, actually. I've been interviewed probably 9 times from Illinois to Florida to California, a couple magazines on how do we detox the body, because that's what chlorophyll is actually doing. And if you go to the Facebook on Vital Health Radio, I did a big article and also a recording in a large radio station on how do you detox the body and why would we need to. We live in a world full, I mean packed, with chemicals in this society. In fact, so many that they did a test on the umbilical cord of a couple hundred women years ago and found that they had well over 200 different chemicals. Well, the umbilical cord was supposed to be able to stop all these chemicals from coming through to protect the baby. Well, it can't even do it because there's so many. Many of these were pesticides, fungicides, but also skin care products. Do you know the average woman puts on about 12 differing products in a period of 24 hours? And half of these could never be sold in Europe because of the regulations over there that demand more purity. Here, it's an open door. You can pretty much do what you want. So I encourage you to go to the Facebook on Vital Health Radio, or you can go to my other podcast, The Holistic Navigator, and there'll be a pop-up on detoxing. And I am just so convinced that we must help the body to rid itself, because what's happened is we have so much brain fog, autoimmune, lack of energy, hormones that are declining greatly. Looked at a guy's hormones yesterday, believe it or not, never seen this before. And he is about 70, but his testosterone is 11. That is like basically zero. Most men, even at 70, will have 100 to 200 level. He only had 11. Well, when you have low testosterone, you cannot probably have quality of life. You have little stamina. And, you know, we think about testosterone for building muscle. Guess what? One of the biggest muscles in your body is your heart. So when you're low on it, it can have some effects down the road on heart. And lastly, I want to mention the thing that really devastates the immune system is mold. And in this area, because of the rains that we have and the fact that many, many homes have mold in it, even if you don't see the black stuff growing, it can be behind walls, it can be in your workplace. And once it really gets in the body, because mold loves dark and warm, your body inside is dark and warm. Brain fog is number one, lack of energy number two, and autoimmune number three. This is not something taught in traditional curriculums, so you have to look out of the box in order to find kind of solutions. And my daughter Katie has really gotten into this whole field because there's a company called Cellcore, and they have actual really good protocols for helping people who have mold. So I encourage you, if you really want to investigate mold and what you can do, come by, see Katie, see myself, and we can help you with the Cellcore kind of curriculum. Because what happens with mold is it hijacks the body. It just simply does, and hijacks the immune system. There's also a wonderful article on Facebook, Vital Health Radio, on mushrooms, calling it the fountain of youth. I take medicinal mushrooms every single day because it is one of the most resilient molecules in this world. Mushrooms can be planted on a piece of ground where you dumped motor oil. It will actually eat the motor oil, turn it back into organic soil, and will not poison the mushroom. It is beyond belief, absolutely beyond belief, for the power of what mushrooms can do. One other quick thing, we're going to really delve into something at Nutrition World that I am vastly excited about for everyone's potential health, called peptides. What they are is special forms of amino acids, and you can pick a peptide based on what you desire to get. There are peptides for skin health, losing body fat, burning muscle, growth hormone, sleep, sexual, on and on. I actually got my first peptides with Dr. Melvin, who's been on Vital Health Radio. I love her to death. She's in Eastgate and really has embraced nutrition for decades, actually. And she had some injuries, I think, to her shoulder, and she had been using a peptide called TB500. And it just helps the body to do what it needs to do and knows how to do, but sometimes can't. Well, I decided, okay, I'm doing it too. So she gave me a shot every week for 6 weeks. Unbelievable. Nothing I've taken in a supplement has been able to equal putting this small little peptide needle with the amino acids directly into an injured part. Encourage you to think about that. We are going to be doing some more articles on peptides, and we're also going to be able to help people. We will not be selling them. We will be referring to people who will be offering them, or whatever methods is workable in today's times. Quickly, osteoporosis. I know we all know what that is. It's breaking a hip. And there's 53 million people who have osteoporosis in this country. And do you know that the risk of dying is far greater with osteoporosis hip fracture than with breast cancer? And if you do have a hip fracture, you have a 20% chance you will be dead within a year. And the women's risk of osteoporosis hip fracture is equal to all breast, all uterine, and all ovarian cancers added together. I have a great article on NutritionW.com on what I have seen others do that have stabilized and actually helped to improve it vastly without side effects. One of the key players, vitamin K. You're not going to hear that anywhere when you go to be treated for it, because it takes decades for this information to filter into a practicing office. But vitamin K and magnesium, those are vital components, not calcium. That is way down the list. So please, if you want to read more, go to NutritionW.com, type in osteoporosis, or go to The Holistic Navigator and listen to Dr. Kate on vitamin K. And, you know, I have a great friend. His name's Mark Shaver, and he had an automobile accident the other night. And the reason I'm saying this is because he is an athlete of the gym. I've known him for probably 45 years. Works out as hard as any human I've seen. And he could have been killed the other night because it was a head-on crash. But because he has the strength and the power that came from weight training, he survived very nicely. The gentleman who hit him actually may not. He's lost his arm already, had multiple surgeries. And so I encourage people to think exercise is not just to look better. It's actually not just to live longer. It's to survive. If we're not prepared for the unexpected corners that come in our life, we're going to suffer more. So I encourage everyone to really put fitness at the top of your list. Darren Johnson is another perfect example. He hosts with Matt Davis and Sean the Chattanooga Fitness Podcast. And Darren had a horrible two knee blowouts. And because he was already super fit, the docs just shook their head because his recovery was beyond belief. He came in the store the other day. Yeah, he's hobbling a little bit, but dang, he's back in good shape. And it's because of discipline and optimism. He has a great attitude daily. Well, guys and girls, it's time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be talking about some of more of my little notes here. That plus more to come for Dr. Green, who will be here next week. I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here. 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Dr. Green's a little under the weather. Superman occasionally has to bounce back a little bit over the night, but he will. And he'll be back here next week for the same fun show that we always have. And, you know, I'm a real huge fan of poetry. It's always kind of saying to me, if I can get the right type of reading material at the right moment in my life, it's been very therapeutic and very soothing. And one of the older poems that I have resonated with and probably read 100+ times is called The Guest House. And really, it focuses on trying not to manipulate what comes in front of me in my life and be more respectful and embracing it, and that is creates less battling, I guess I will say. Well, this is by Rumi, and it is called The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the front door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. I love that. I love that. Be grateful for whatever comes. You know, years and years ago, I had a physician friend of mine tell me that, at least in his field, he felt like that healthcare professionals are really only as good as the journals and other informations that they read weekly. And I've kind of expanded that to say, as our own empowerment system that we need to put in place, we are only as informed if we do the same. But how are we reading? We have to listen or read pretty regularly, or we basically tread water. And so many people get wrapped up into a television, into the numbness of distractions. And I have this new hearing aid, and I love it, from Johnson Audiology. And what I really enjoy by it is I can listen to my audiobooks through the hearing aid, and I can still, you know, drive the car, and I can function and do other things. And instead of me just kind of not wasting or wasting my time by not learning, I am really embracing some of the audiobooks that I had kind of let go. And also, I have a love-hate relationship, I think, as most people do, with social media. But the truth is, it's got a dark side, but it has a very positive side. And because, again, as I mentioned earlier, my middle name is Yes, I've just learned to embrace all of it and then throw away what doesn't work. Well, Nutrition World helps to educate people, not sell things. We want to help you empower your health through new ways of thinking, ideas you had never come across, blank, blank, blank. And we have now Pinterest. Of course, we have Facebook. We have Instagram. And also, if you sign up through nutritionw.com, we will send emails with these cool videos. A lot of them I'm doing just to educate people on options in their life, because we need to create a team to age gracefully. And in the past, a lot of us thought, well, we just go to the doctor once a year, get a physical, or if we get sick. You actually need a team. I need my chiropractor. I need my massage therapist. I need the right places to eat. I would call that almost a team. And then if I'm, you know, not feeling well, I need the Dr. Greens, and I need the other people who I can confer with. And you don't wait till it happens for you to assemble a team. You know, my great manager Scott told me yesterday his kids go to North Hamilton County School, and I love this idea that they instituted at that school. They give the kids a water bottle, and if they drink all of the water, then they will get an extra recess. How cool and how simple to motivate kids to develop a new habit. You know, habits come and they only stay deeply ingrained if we can do them for about 12 weeks. You get these kids drinking water for 12 weeks, they're going to learn to like it, and they're also going to probably intuit that they feel better because they're drinking water. And when you drink a whole thing of water, you're going to be less likely to drink a Coke because you can only drink so many fluids. So I love that. Thank you, North Hamilton County School, for such an innovative, innovative idea. I am so attached to the value of proper, clean water. I'm not going to talk about, I'm just going to be grateful for what they're doing. We're not going to judge their water quality. But my water quality, I judge very, very strictly. We have the only carafe that takes out fluoride. And, you know, fluoride, the Soviets actually in the 1950s were talking about giving fluoride to many of the citizens because it dumbed them down. It dumbed their thinking, and they were more subservient when they were given fluoride. That's kind of scary, isn't it? Because we're all drinking it if you're drinking tap water. Well, the filter that we sell at Nutrition World is the only filter I have seen that removes fluoride. So that's kind of exciting for me. I have been fortunate. I actually bought a house several years ago, and it had an old well on it. And I just recently got all the work done on it. So now I am drinking water from, they said, 100 yards deep. And I am pretty thrilled about that. That's pretty hard to find that kind of water any longer. Well, you know, this time has flown by despite the fact that my buddy wasn't here, and I hope that I did okay, and I will look forward to him being back here next week. It is fun for us to bounce things off each other, and I hope that all of you have a wonderful week, and if you need any teamwork or assistance in the world of nutrition, you know where to come. And please do log on nutritionw.com and sign up for our little short informative emails. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. It is presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group, and thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.